carrots, peppers.
Any kind of beans?
Spring beans. Butter beans.
Any other name for butter beans?
Limes.
Same thing?
Well, they're baby limes and then they're large limes.
Yeah, you can't eat the butter beans the way they are. You've got to do something to them.
Cook them.
Well, you've got to take them out.
Hull them.
And something that comes up in the spring, I'll describe it.
Onion.
There's a way of doing it, if I can think of it. Now, what do you call the ones that come up on their own in the spring? You know, you don't have to plant them. They came up from last year.
Mm-hmm.
Might you say...
spring onion.
Any other name for onions? You ever say
shallot?
Okay. And if you eat the tops of the turnips...
green. People even use beet tops.
What's that?
Some people even use beet tops.
Beet tops, yeah.
But
dandelions and everything else like it. The corn has... you got to get at the corn, you got to pull off the...
stalk.
The ear corn has a...
The husk.
And the corn that you eat is called the kind of corn you eat, you know.
Oh, corn on the cob.
And at the top of the corn, at the stalk, there's a...
tassel.
And you have to pull off the little... on the ear, you got to pull out those little stringy...
I don't know. We always used to call them hairs. I don't know what you call them.
Okay. And two kind of melons you might eat would be watermelons or...
cantaloupes.
And after a rain, you see little things growing in the grass that look like umbrellas. The white things that shoot up.
Oh, mushrooms. Toadstools. Mushrooms are toadstools.
And another kind of vegetable you might grow in the garden are acorn.
Squash.
I had one come up on its own this year. I think you find it.
Well.
Last year. The doctor gives you a pill the size of a quarter. You say to him, "Oh, doctor, I can't that
swallow it."
And somebody says you can do it, and you say, "No,
I cannot."
And somebody says you ought to do it, and you say, "No,
I ought not, or I will not."
In fact, I
will not.
Or in fact, will you do it? You say, "No, I
won't." I don't know whether that's the right word.
Oh, it's a fine word. I use it every day. Can't also I use.
Yeah.
I notice you're avoiding that word, and it's a very good word. Any owls around here? You ever see any owls?
No. A couple of years ago, I used to hear them, but I don't hear them anymore.